Oceans where they should not be. It's happening in the Midwest, where the Missouri River has burst its banks. Looking at the devastation from the air, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said the floodwaters look like an ocean. And it's also what's happening in southern Africa after a cyclone hit there last week. Cyclone Idai hit Mozambique and eastern Zimbabwe the hardest. We begin today on the ground in Mozambique to get an idea of what's going on. The BBC's Pumza Fishani is in Beira, a city on the Indian Ocean that's home to more than 500,000 people.
We drive through what remains of the city. The first sign of destruction, a school. From the outside, now only a shell. Inside, the desks are splintered into pieces and classroom floors flooded. In another part of town, some people are trying to salvage what they can.
Everyone we come across now is begging us to go into their homes. They want to show us what's happened. We're the first people they've seen since the cyclone hit. They tell me they have no food. Some of them don't have shelter. They don't know where they're going to sleep tonight.
It is still early days, but a grim picture of the scale of this disaster is emerging. Many are still unaccounted for. Many are still waiting to be saved, clinging to the hope that someone will find them.
The BBC's Pumza Fishani reporting from Beira in Mozambique. I also want you to hear the voice of one resident there. His name is Wilker de Assis de Souza Dias. And he told the BBC that his city is almost unrecognizable after the storm.
The cyclone was picking up everything in its path. It was just destroying everything. I would say that from what I've seen, 75% of the city is totally destroyed. We're still waiting for assistance to arrive. We need food, certainly, and we urgently need construction materials.
Wilker is his name. He's a resident of the devastated city of Beira in Mozambique.